This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dave, I got to tell you, man, 6-1, 6-1, and 5-2 in their last three playoff games on the road. My God. Home ice advantage now gone for the Hurricanes. Game two tonight. Panthers radio analyst Bill Lindsay joins us. Bill, man, we're sorry to be such a pain in the ass, man, to get you on, buddy. How you doing?
I love it. No problem at all. Oh. I just missed that sex yesterday for a little bit. Got back to him this morning. Up here in the Carolinas, it's beautiful. Getting ready for game two. See what happens.
Hey, so I do have to ask you, man, there's so many great stories. There really is, and everybody's talking about them, and the buzz of, you know, we're three games away from going to a third Stanley Cup here. Were you surprised, by the way? First of all, they won 5-2 after just fresh off that Toronto win, 6-1. And second of all, Paul Maurice said, I didn't love our game tonight. It's like, I loved it. What'd you think?
Yeah, I like the goal scoring, the ability to put puck in the net, the goaltending from Sergei Bobrovsky. You dig into the analytics side of it, and there's where you get Paul Maurice's comments from. They beat us pretty good on the analytics side. I know that's a debate for another day, but
right.
Yeah, I guess you got to score the goals and you got to make the saves. But there were some breakaways, 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s coming back the other way, and a different kind of speed that Carolina possesses that can cause some problems and maybe an issue with this Carolina team that they have at time, that there's not an Austin Matthews or a Kucherov or Brayden Point on the other side. They got to work for their goals. They got to pound away and grind away. And Sergei Bobrovsky, for the most part, when he was called upon, he was dynamite. He's dialed in, locked and loaded. So there are some things they need to clean up. I agree with Paul's statement on that. That you have to be a little bit better, especially as this series goes on. Carolina tried to take the wins out of the sails early. They withstood it, and that's still a huge victory with no rest.
Bill, do you think the Panthers got in the Carolina's heads before the series even began? You saw, you know, Bobrovsky got run over, as if they're going to say, we're going to go after your goalie before you go after ours, and then firing pucks into Marchand. Are the Panthers in the heads of Carolina?
I think it's just playoff hockey. They came out just all – they had 4 days off. We had 1 day off. They were full of gumption coming out.
Yeah.
They were hitting everything in sight and just trying to blast away. We have the ability to withstand that. You want to get down in the alley, let's bring it on. And that's fine for our team. The contact with Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky's a pro. He just gets up and kind of shakes it off. And that Gosses Fair thing is, I think it's just funny. With Marchand going with the hit, and then Marchand just attacks him. And you love those. You'll kill those penalties every time. It kind of juiced our team up when Marchand just went attack Gosses Fair after he shot him with a puck. So all that kind of stuff. I don't believe we're in their heads quite yet, but we definitely have we have the ability to withstand that kind of stuff. Bring it on.
Hey, Bill, I got to ask you, that Gosses Bear, that shot, it was obviously frustrating, and he admitted, yeah, I was trying to hit him with the friggin' shot. Do you see that a lot? We see a lot of ways guys get even, but we don't see that a lot, do we?
Nope. That's a very rare occasion. So it's very strange to see kind of through there in the I guess that's one way to get back at a player. But, yeah, it's lucky it was lower into his torso. If he's a few feet back, that thing's headhunting. Then we got a serious issue. But players block shots all the time. That's not going to hurt Marchand or do anything. You have plenty of equipment. Those pucks hurt. Anytime you got to block a shot or get in the way, they're frozen and they hurt. They'll leave a mark, so no one likes a puck getting shot at him from point blank. And I understand Marchand's reaction. Also, he went after there, and Marchand's not going to take that, a veteran like him.
No way. No way at all. You're right. Hey, Bill, so I got to ask, we're talking about all kinds of things about this team, and the way they've looked recently is unbelievable. I love him, and Dave did it. I'm calling Dave Hyde out a little bit, too. Like, oh, this is a better team than last year's, or it's a deeper team, you said, right, Dave?
No, I think it's a better team. Better, deeper, stronger.
But last year's team won a Stanley Cup, which still remains. This team deeper, though, Billy, in your opinion?
Deeper up front. The D have really rounded out nice. You put Montour and Oliver Ekman-Larsson back there on that defensive core, and Seth Jones. It's relatively evened out on the back end with the addition of Seth Jones. Mikkola has been brilliant. So deeper up front, more flexibility. But what, Brad, the trade at the deadline have added a little extra zip. If you go to Game 7, how important was Brad Marchand into that Game 7? How important was Seth Jones in that Game 7 against Toronto? They were the stars of the game. So what they meant to this team in that pickup, there's where today's point, it's a little bit deeper. You got more flexibility, and Brad Marchand in the playoffs is just wild to watch. And we scored 12 goals against the Leafs on the road in the last two games. Those 12 goals came from 12 different players, and they weren't Barkov, and they weren't Carter Verhaeghe.
Amazing.
So you're able to spread out the wealth. The D's been incredibly productive. Yeah, so it's, I guess if you look at the goal scoring, they had five different goal scorers last game. It's deeper.
Yeah, there we go, Joe. So,
all right,
see,
all right, there
now
you go.
Backed up by that, okay, by someone who actually knows hockey.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. Billy knows that. He's one of those dumbasses back there in South Florida.
No,
I know that.
No, it's by a small margin.
Let's get a real technical hockey question. What matchup should we be watching tonight after watching the first series? Carolina, obviously, the last, could put who they wanted on the ice. What matchup should we be looking at tonight?
You got to pay attention to Jordan Staal with his line mates, Martinook. And Barkov notoriously has had a hard time against Jordan Staal. He's a big centerman, strong, and in the depth. So once that line gets out there, how does Barkov match up against Jordan Staal? Is Jordan Staal and that line able to keep Barkov under wraps? I'm really interested to see how that plays out through the course of this series. And then Slavin's going to be out there against Barkov, a defenseman. He's one of the best in the world on the back end, and that's a matchup maybe you can't get away from. And they had that second line out there that they had on Carolina out there against the Lundell, Luos, Tarine, and Marchand line, and that kind of heavily favors the Panthers. So if they kind of continue to stick with that rotation, but the one main matchup that you want to watch for is Jordan Staal's line against Barkov, and whoever wins that battle is, especially here in Carolina, going to have a good chance to win the game.
Bill, I got to ask you about that first goal. To reverse your stick and lift it over the top of the shoulder, I went home and tried that. Not that I've had that stick a lot. It didn't go real well. I'm just curious. How tough is that shot? I was thinking, man, that guy, it went back, went the other way, and flipped it up. What a goal. Special goal, or is that just something they can all do?
They can all do it. What's kind of special about it is that Carolina's hurt. The penalty kill is so on you and in your face. And for whatever reason, there was time into that bumper spot between the four penalty killers. So the special part of that goal is that Carter Verhaeghe has to take that puck in a left-handed shot. And so he can't really square his body around and get the only, and he's aware that he has time. So the patience to do what he did, to take it from the forehand and wait and just take it to the back end and then elevate it. Oh. They all can do it, but it takes a goal scorer's presence of mind, because in the playoffs, You have time. You don't have as much time as you like, but you have more time than you think. And that's where a veteran goal scorer presence realizes, I have an extra beat here. I can do something with this. And Carter Verhaeghe recognized that. And that's the special part of the play. They can all lift it high like that and go to on the stick on the backhand pretty easily. But the patience that he showed in a chaotic situation is what made that a real special goal.
You know, I love before the game, listening to national guys, and I was cracking up. They're going back and forth, and they're trying to hype it up on TNT, and, hey, you know this, and, boy, here we are in the conference finals. And then one of the guys finally says, look, they got the size. Well, Panthers got the size. They got the speed. They're physical. They're more talented, and oh, by the way, they're the Stanley Cup champs. And they all kind of chuckle because you could see they want to pump it up because obviously Carolina had a good season. They had almost 100 points, so a point ahead of us. But it is amazing when you look at it on paper, you feel pretty good about the Panthers. And I know they've had a lot of tight games with them, but just hearing those guys kind of coming in and talking about even the talent level, we kind of take for granted down here that we talk about those same or five or six names, and yet those guys are some of the best players in hockey right now, right?
They are, but this series is going to test us like any others because of the way that it's formatted. You play Toronto, you get one day off, and now you have to play every other day in the Eastern Conference Finals. This way Carolina plays and the way that the Panthers play, this is going to test you to the limit physically and mentally. I've gone through seven-game series, had short rests, most notably the Stanley Cup, and trying to bounce back.
Yeah,
it was good that they came out and ran, and there was that the aspects, because you want to grab on to something initially to dislike the opponent, and there were some hits. There was the Goss despair thing. Okay, we're into a series, so that is good. But any kind of drop-off or any beat below of what you normally see from this Panther team, and they're going to pounce on the other side from Carolina. So the legs are going to continue to stay there. This rest, the gotcha. Science, they've done a tremendous job throughout it. But I do firmly believe, Joe, though, that going through this, we are going to be tested right down to our metal into this series. It's one game, but the way Carolina plays, you cannot have any let up for 1 second.
Yeah.
That gets into the sort of the subplot of this Panther season and run 3 years of this. And at what point does that factor into, you know, a long series of they've played a ton of hockey.
Well,
and you
have.
Talk to the players this year, yeah. They would talk, we've played a lot of hockey. How does that factor into all this? Just how much they played, Bill?
It does factor in, but the rest of it, as I was talking about, they've had a game plan for this all year, and the nutrition side of it and the way they handle these players, it's way more advanced than back in my day. So there's a lot better ways to recoup.
They're talking about those, out for a beer.
You're talking about those cold beers you would throw down yeah, after the games, right?
Yeah, there's none of that anymore, just going to relax and having a few sodas and pops and getting back on the bus. These guys are wired and dialed in. So if they can do it, this is the one team that can do it. But their style is not the easiest style to play. And Paul Maurice and this group has that understanding. And just hopefully they continue to have the legs underneath them. If they do, they're probably going to end up in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I got to ask you a personal question. I try to stay away from that, but you got into cycling, huh? It's like you got like you go 100 miles and 60 miles? Are you one of those crazies on the weekend?
Well, I got into it, Joe. I golfed a lot. I was getting a little tired of that. Took some time and just started. I met up with a guy that trained Tour de France riders, and it was really, really interesting to me. And he set out a program for me. And I was just so interested to how they can maintain that for so long, for so many hours. And he sort of set a baseline of tempo of how you can kind of get there. And I was intrigued, and I've backed off it somewhat now as I've gotten later
yeah,
in my age, but
right.
I still do. I'll push. I'll go on long weekend rides, and I'll have shorter rides that are super, super high intensity. If you go behind the science and see what they do to get through that Tour de France and kind of the understanding, It's baffling to me. So just to try and push me and keep me competitive, I got into it.
Wow, that's amazing. So you got one of those real nice bikes. You're not driving. You're not on one of those like $200 Schwinn bikes. There, you got a real nice.
No,
bike then.
I had a nice one. I break all the parts. The wife gets mad, so I'm taking it in all the time. You spend more money on your bike than we do our car.
That's all right. Hey, Bill, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You take care of yourself.
All right.
Good luck tonight.
I got to check on Goldie this morning, make sure he's okay with the Knickerbockers.
Oh, my God. Up 14 with a couple of minutes left. Oh, my God. They're hurting a little bit. Yeah, go New York. Go New York. Thank you, Bill. Take care, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bill Lindsay joining us this morning from the Panthers to talk a little bit about the game. I feel good. He's kind of backing us off a little bit. You're gonna don't throw out all those stats and, you know, defense in front. Wasn't that good? It was Big Bob, 31 saves.
Well, he's right about the analytics because there is a site called naturalstattrick.com that all the hockey people look at and it has high danger chances and scoring chances and Carolina led in both of those. So from an analytics standpoint,
sometimes analytics doesn't win on great performances by people. You know what's funny? That baseball stuff too, man. That baseball stuff.
The Panthers are built. They have a big. You know.
So they're really into it too.
They're really into it. Yeah, they have a. Whole,
everybody is.
Yes,
right?
Mike's into
Mike. Hey, Mike's into analytics and sports science, like with bodies and speed on
you
players.
Look at GP. They're measuring. It. Look why.
And then I was shocked. Mario Cristobal got a sign. We're up there doing a show. We got the sports science team next to us.
Well, you should want all the information you can get. The question then becomes: what do you do with the information? How do you translate it? And how do you put the product out now that you have the information?
Yeah, no.
So that's the question.
And by the way, he's right about one thing. They're drinking green shakes now.
Absolutely.
And the beers are gone.
Yeah, and they immediately after the game you hear rest and eat right, you know, get everything right.
I'm dying to
find out. 20 years ago you didn't hear
that.
Do
you think guys still have a beer after the game though or no?
I don't think so. No, because you know why? Because I remember after the Panthers won last year hearing it was either Reinhardt or Tkachuk saying, I haven't had a drink, an alcoholic drink for back before the play, 45 days or whatever, 60 days or how many it was.
Yeah, nothing in common with my teams. Got two beers and sometimes ask for an extra package.
Well, what about
– they had them wrapped up in ice too, a little package of
the
ice.
The generation right before you, they're smoking cigarettes. Well, that was your generation. They were smoking cigarettes.
I got secondary smoke. I got from Strzok on one side and Bruce Hardy on the other. That had to be good for a pack and a half of secondary smoke a day. And by the way, at halftime, guys were smoking, coaches coming over. Coaches, every game, borrow cigarettes from our players.
I remember covering the team. There'd be Larry Seipel and Tony Nathan outside.
I think I heard Coach Shula go, put those damn cigarettes out. Damn it, get over here. Smoke later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It is funny. You and I were just laughing. Probably should have said it to him. Is there anybody in hockey that gets under a team's skin more than Bennett, Tkachuk, and Marchand?
No. They have to be the most hated team, not only because they're winning, but because how they win.
Well, we call them Chippy, which right now, I guess Chippy is almost related to Dirty.
Yeah, I love hockey's terms. They have Chippy, and then they have Chirping. Like, he was chirping at me for trash-talking. You know, in other sports, he's trash-talking me. But they were chirping at me.
When Barkov got hit into the board, and you saw Tkachuk with his stick pointing at the Toronto players, and he lifted his shoulder like, I'm going to get you. And they were all mad. Oh, man, it's great. Stuff is great,
it is.
Man.
It is it is playoff hockey, as Bill said. But when Barkov got knocked into the boards, it wasn't Dirty. It was playoff hockey. But when the Panthers do it, it's Dirty. And you know what? When we have players with reputations too, like Bennett's taken out a few guys over the past few years.
Yes.
And one of them was the Carolina defenseman right now, who we hit. He had a nice hit the other day again, but
it is nice to hear that our team's physical, though. It is nice to hear national guys go, they're a physical team. They're a big physical team.
Every team wants these players. Because not only are Marchand, look at it, Marchand, Tkachuk, and Bennett not only are physical and they live on the edge at times, but they're very talented. They're all really top one or two line players. Marchand's on the third because of the Panthers' makeup, and he's brought that third line to life. But any sport, you'd love to have somebody on the other side say, I hate that guy. I hate to play that guy.
You know, we've been saying it, and we don't have a deep history of four teams. We don't. We know the original, and everybody knows later on came baseball and basketball and hockey and now even MLS we have. I mean, we are everything right now. We've only had a couple of great runs. It really, I mean, you go back to the undefeated team, which is before me, with Zonk and the gang, Greece and all the Hall of Famers.
Three
and,
straight Super Bowls they went to.
So they had a great run, and then they got split up by the new league, and they lost some players. So God only knows what happens if that team could have stayed together, right, and didn't start to lose guys. We had the Big Three, had a nice four-year run, went to the finals 4 years in a row, and won two championships. That was great. And honestly, this is the third one we've had.
They're right on the verge. They got to go to the final, though. They got to get there, right? But the other thing, you look at the age of all these guys, none of them are that old. I mean, Bobrovsky is 36, and that's pushing the limits. But other than that, nobody's that old.
They have locked down They've locked down. Now the question is Marchand and Bennett.
Well, Marchand's 37, okay, but I wouldn't
count
him.
But no, yeah. I don't know if Marchand will come back like, hey, I want to come back on the cheap. I know because he wanted a big contract with Boston, and they were concerned with age. Let's be honest. And we can't pay you into 40, which is, you know, that's a tough one. But Bennett, that'd be a tough one to
Bennett
lose.
Bennett and Ekblad are the two big-name free agents this offseason. And what do you
– I think Ekblad's going to have to take a lot less money if he wants to stay. I don't think – It's been a crazy year for
him. It's been a, you know, what do you do with, I mean, there's that.
Was he buying time? People
team
think?
Was very disappointed with that he got suspended for that. And so Bennett is the fabric guy, though. You talk about what these Panthers are about.
And they're on a cap. Just like,
it's a
like
hard cap.
Some other teams, except baseball. They're on a cap, and you're like, okay. I wasn't sure they're going to give Verhaeghe a contract, to be honest. I was wondering about that. He ended up getting a contract. The one thing they got going for him, if you can afford me or close to it, I sure would like to stay.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing that you talk about Bill Zito bringing in guys. He's also decided who we're going to invest in.
Right.
Look, they let guys walk last year. Good player. Montour's a good player. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, good player.
Yeah, but they knew they could go get guys like them.
Well, they have. Look, they got Nico Mikkola, 2 years, three years, $7.5 million. And now, and because Zito saw something in him, and now he's a star. Now, in this system, he's a star. And he's going to need a new contract. He's up after next season. So the question is, do they do it now?
They're giving first-round picks away down the road. They are trying to win now.
They know their window is now. This is what great teams, when you got a chance to win, you do it. You do it. And you look at Boston, they trade Marchand because they're rebuilding. And so that Chicago
couldn't win. They thought they were going to be better. I got that young kid they thought was going to be a superstar quickly.
And look at Seth Jones. Goes from a Chicago team where every night – people look at him and say, "Oh, you're the star. Why aren't we winning?" You know. And now he comes in here. He's just another player on this team.
He does chew up a lot of minutes. Look at his minutes every night.
More than 3 minutes. I don't know. Coming into this series, he was averaging three more minutes than the second. Gustav Forsling was second, and Forsling they love. You know, last year he was the best. You know, they're talking about as the best defenseman in hockey. And now Seth Jones is playing three more minutes a game than him. So the other thing about the makeup you talk about in who they keep and not, there's a stat out there in hockey that only two players have won Stanley Cups who have been making $10 million a year. We're talking salary cap management and all that. And that's Bobrovsky and Barkov. Nobody else. Other teams have had guys over. Look at Toronto's roster. Tavares is making $11 million. Austin Matthews. They don't win because they don't have enough support. So how Zito and the Panthers have set up their salary cap is
they got some guys right behind those salaries too. Not too far behind.
Yep. Oh Reinhart. Well, Reinhart and the other
Chuck.
Reinhart could have gone out and got more money if he wanted. Now, you factor in the state taxes. But the other thing, part of it, and you compare it to Toronto guy, as we've talked about, they were under heat all season. Yeah. They're under heat. The Panthers players aren't under heat at all.
So it's a great market. It's state tax friendly, obviously, because everybody talks about your money. But the other thing is, some of these guys have been on crappy teams. And they're going, hey, man, if you just pay me less, I'll take it because I'm really happy here. And I can't put a price tag on that as long as the money's not – I mean, you're not going to give up stupid money where somebody's going to overpay it. But anyway, hey, one thing about it, everybody wants to play on a winner and be part of getting a chance. And I tell people, oh, they only care about money. I go, no, that's not true. They do want their money, but everybody wants to win a ring. Everybody wants to ring, right?
Yeah.
You agree with that or no?
I think they want their money. But to the point with Reinhart, he signed the day before free agency last year for $8.5 million. He could have gone on the open market and got more, but to weigh everything involved—the weather, the city, the lack of I don't want nice the lack of external pressure on. Yeah, I mean it's a great place, but
that's where we have great support living in South Florida.
For a quarter century, it was an awful place to play, right? I mean, so you know the Panthers.
I called it the 401k.
Around.
Guys are coming down at the end of their career, not very good. Families were down here to bring the Canadian family down and enjoy a nice month here down with us with the in-laws. Anyway, hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning, man. Hope you're having a great morning. Panthers tonight, man. Panthers go game two tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So Dave and I, just during the break, we're getting caught up on all our old guy stuff. We got into this morning a little bit because I haven't seen Dave and old guys. I said, how you feel about Pete Rose getting in the Hall of Fame under this new committee of guys now that, hate to say it, if you're dead, you're now eligible. Just kind of weird.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
And I know that
all of a sudden they decide, if you're dead.
A little pressure because
they're scared of the president.
The president told the commissioner, hey, I'd like to see Pete in there. He goes, okay. And so he's going to throw it on a committee of 12 new members. I forgot what the name of the committee is.
If we're scared of the president committee. I think that's what
so anyway, they're going to vote. And I just saw one of those voters is Tony Perez, who was with us and with the Marlins organization for a long time before Derek Jeter kicked him out. And so I just thought it's going to be interesting. So whether it's that topic of throwing game, which, by the way, everybody says this. And I'm going, come on, man. I'm so tired of everybody saying Pete Rose only bet on his team to win. That's the most
wait a second. Let's say that's true. You're managing the team. You bet on – today you bet on your team to win. in a 162 game season, let's say you use two relievers the night before, but you bet on the team, I got to get these they should be resting, but I'm going to get them out here because I want to win. There's a lot of things you can do to corrupt your team or really are bad for your team just because you bet on the team. So there's ways you could, this game's more important than any other game if you bet on the team. So,
all right. So let's go to the other topic, steroids. We got a whole bunch of really good baseball players, really, really good. Great. Check that. Great baseball players.
I'm more conflicted on steroids. I'm hardcore, and I grew up a big Red Machine fan. I am not for Rose going in the Hall of Fame. Steroids, baseball allowed that to happen. When Sammy Sosa went off on the home run thing, Barry Bonds looked at that and said, okay, why shouldn't I take them, you know, if they're going to...
No, he saw the whole thing.
Right, and or McGuire and Sosa and Barry Bonds.
Great
says,
show.
Okay, I'll do that,
He goes, I'm going to do that. Nobody's talking
Everybody
about
did.
Me. They're talking about these two. Every time they're in the on-deck circle, they're going to the next at-bat's coming up.
So I'm more conflicted on that. I wouldn't have as much problem at all if those guys got in.
So if you let them in, let's go through the list. We'll talk about the guys with crappy personalities that are not very likable guys, Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. We can work our way into some of the guys that have made themselves more likable, A-Rod.
Yeah.
You can go.
Here's the thing. Baseball, unlike other sports, has a clause in the voting that you have to be a person of virtue, basically. And so the writers are holding that, and most of the Hall of Fame voters used to be writers.
Everybody rips all the media, but what about the players?
All the Hall of Fame players, I'd say 90% do not want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame because they know he did the one thing that in the business, inside the room of greatness, you can't do. And they all knew that their careers from they got in baseball, they were told don't bet on baseball.
So the other problem with this whole thing, when everybody, I don't know who you want to blame as the pioneer, but when word started spreading that your numbers, if you get on these programs, they had Balco out on the West Coast, they had a program here that got busted here in South Florida. So the problem is you see somebody having success. Now more and more guys started doing it. Saw leadoff hitters with 50 home runs. We saw never close to that in his life. We had Marlins players. Nobody's going to tell me Pudge Rodriguez was not dirty. If Pudge can be in my face and say, how dare you say that? I say, Pudge, look in the mirror and you tell me that you didn't take steroids.
But
no question.
That's the central
part. It wasn't McDonald's. Don't blame McDonald's delicious Big Macs and French fries for that.
That's the part, the problem of steroids is – You don't really know who everybody who did or didn't
players
take them.
Players on those teams knew.
Well, okay, but I'm saying vote for the Hall of Fame.
Bud Selig knew. Bud Selig, by the way, I heard this, and it's true. Bud Selig knew what was going on. Nobody's going to tell me Bud Selig didn't know what was freaking going on.
You know, they loved it because
he goes,
well,
not now. Let's worry about it down the road. As long as nobody's talking about it, let's just tell everybody they're lifting more weights than ever.
Remember, baseball is coming out of a lockout. And business was down, and they got that home run thing going between Sosa and McGuire, and
Chicks
all of a sudden business was
ball.
Good.
Yep.
So baseball used steroids to help their business, and at some point, you know. So I'm really conflicted on
what
the
about
whole steroid
this one
thing.
Because I hear this for certain guys, A-Rod and Barry Bonds. I hear it a lot. They didn't need to do anything. They were going to be Hall of Famers. They were that good.
Well, they thought they did. They thought they did need to do something because they did it. It's sort of like I thought
Bonds was hitting home runs. He just wasn't hitting them halfway out in the ocean like he started
he bulked up and hit a lot more home runs. But as Joe Philbin, I thought, had a great line about Bill Belichick when he was asked about him cheating and Spygate and all that and he was asked, how much do you think that really helped? And he goes, that's not the question. The question is they thought they needed it to help them. They thought whether it was 5% or 20%, they thought they needed – same with steroids. They thought they needed it to help them. So
look at
how much
guys,
it helped them, I don't know.
Look how many guys try to get away with it late in their career to keep their career going. A lot of people think Ekblad's was late in life, not playing well.
Yeah, that's a question.
Give you a little something in it, you know, whether he didn't expect a test or something. But.
Well, look, hockey has had one player suspended in 8 years, and that's
– yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, remember when D. Gordon got suspended? He was playing for the Marlins. D. Gordon, a leadoff hitter, very small, wasn't a home run hitter, but it helps you your body recover and keep playing.
Your body feels like opening day.
Yes.
I heard Boog Chombi
That's
say
a great
one
line.
Time, every day's like opening day when you're on that stuff. Your recovery time is phenomenal. Track guys, everybody. Great times, even if you got to run the next day, you know, through the different.
Does anybody care about steroids anymore?
No.
You don't hear about
it. Most people
That's
are
the
like,
other thing. It's like,
care.
Oh, whatever. We don't really know.
No. You're right. I think everybody's just – I think if you were to vote right now, most people just say let them in. I hear a lot of Pete Rose let them in. So
but do
what?
We think in today's era –
They're going to say Pete Rose, by the way. Did Pete have any help for those 4,200 hits that he had or whatever it is, 4,000-something hits? That had nothing to do with his gambling. I'm saying it has,
if he goes in, there goes one of the great sports debates of all time. You know, it'll just be gone. So it's like a forever debate, isn't it?
No,
should Pete Rose be on?
I was around him. I actually liked him. He's a different guy, but I like Pete Rose.
Oh, I loved Pete Rose. I grew up
a
big Red Machine fan.
I got to see him a lot at one point in my life. As we were going up there and doing shows at his sports bar. He had a radio studio in his sports bar up in Boca.
You did the shows up there?
We did.
Huh.
And he was up there. He was hanging around a little bit. And then he invited me to play in some of his charity softball games. And just being around him, he had great stories. He had dysfunctional stories that made me look like a minor leaguer. I was really disappointed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.